the Wonderful World Kids Podcast. Today we are talking about a huge body of salt water that covers nearly 70% of the Earth's surface. We are talking about the ocean.
So, how did the oceans form? Which are the five major oceans in the world? Which one of them is the saltiest? Which is the biggest? And which is the shallowest? Let's find out in today's episode.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Wonderful World Kids Podcast. Today's episode is the first part of our three-part ocean series. Today we are talking about five major oceans of the world. In our next episode, we will talk about the layers of the ocean and what lies at its bottom. And in the episode after that, which will be our season finale, we will talk about ocean pollution. So, let's begin today's episode.
Oceans cover nearly 70% of the Earth's surface and contain nearly 97% of the Earth's water. It is believed that the Earth's oceans formed almost 3.8 billion years ago.
The formation of the oceans is a complex process that scientists are still learning about. One of the widely accepted theories is that the oceans formed from degassing, which is the release of gases from the Earth's interior.
When the Earth first formed, it was a very hot and molten ball of rock. As the Earth cooled, the gases that were trapped inside the rock began to escape. These gases included water vapor, carbon dioxide, and nitrogen, and they formed the Earth's atmosphere.
Initially, the Earth was too hot for water to accumulate in liquid form. When the Earth cooled down, the water vapor in the atmosphere condensed and fell as rain. The rain filled the depressions in the Earth's surface and made our oceans.
In addition to degassing, there are other factors that may have contributed to the formation of oceans. Some scientists believe that comets and asteroids may have brought water to the Earth. Others believe that water may have been released from the Earth's mantle during volcanic eruptions.
But whatever the process, the formation of the oceans was one of the most important events in Earth's history because life started in the ocean. It provided a habitat for life to evolve and thrive. Even today, our existence depends on the ocean. The surface layer of the ocean is teeming with photosynthetic plankton. These plankton are so tiny that they are invisible to the naked eye. But they produce more oxygen than the largest trees on Earth. Scientists estimate that roughly half of the oxygen produced on Earth comes from the ocean.
Apart from providing us oxygen, the ocean also absorbs huge amounts of carbon dioxide. It regulates Earth's climate and temperature, and it is the source of most of Earth's rainfall. If the oceans disappeared, rain would be very rare, and our planet would become a desert. Not the sweet one, but the one with sand.
There are five major oceans in the world. They are the Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, Indian Ocean, Arctic Ocean, and Antarctic Ocean. But here is one important thing to remember. These five oceans are not separate. They are all connected. The Earth ultimately has just one large interconnected ocean. But for our convenience, we imagine it as divided into five different sections.
We also have close to 50 seas in the world, such as the Arabian Sea or the Baltic Sea. So, what's the difference between an ocean and a sea?
In terms of geography, seas are smaller than oceans. In fact, seas are the parts of the ocean that are located closest to land. For example, the Caribbean Sea and the Mediterranean Sea are parts of the Atlantic Ocean.
Out of the five oceans, the Pacific Ocean is the oldest, largest, and deepest ocean on Earth. It covers about one-third of the Earth's surface and contains about half of the world's ocean water. It extends from the Arctic Ocean in the north to the Antarctic Ocean in the south, and is bounded by Asia and Australia in the west and North and South America in the east.
In the year 1520, Portuguese explorer Ferdinand Magellan and his crew were the first to cross the Pacific Ocean in recorded history. Because of its calm waters, Ferdinand called this sea Pacifico, which means peaceful. And that is how the sea got its name.
The Pacific Ocean is home to several interesting geographical wonders, such as the Mariana Trench, the Great Barrier Reef, and the Ring of Fire.
We are going to talk more about the Ring of Fire and Mariana Trench in our next episode. And the Great Barrier Reef is the largest coral reef system in the world. We have made an entire episode on coral reefs. So if you are interested in learning more about them, then please check out our episode number 12 on coral reefs.
Next, we have the Atlantic Ocean. The word Atlantic comes from Greek mythology, and it means the sea of the Greek god Atlas. It is the second largest ocean on Earth, and covers nearly 23% of the world's ocean area. It is only slightly larger than half the size of the Pacific Ocean.
The Atlantic Ocean is shaped like an elongated S. It is roughly bounded by the North and South Americas on the western side, and Europe and Africa on the eastern side. Several well-known seas, such as the Baltic Sea and the Caribbean Sea, are parts of the Atlantic Ocean. It is the saltiest of the five oceans.
The Atlantic Ocean has many ports on its coastline that are actively involved in trade and business. The coastline of the Atlantic Ocean is indented, which means it is not smooth and has many cuts and indents along its length. As a result, the Atlantic coastline has many natural ports and harbors, and even for ships, it is easier to enter these ports.
The Atlantic Ocean is a major trade route between the Americas, Europe, and Africa. It has seen the migration of people, goods, and animals for centuries. In fact, even today, it is the busiest ocean in terms of trade and commerce.
Next on the list is the Indian Ocean. The Indian Ocean is the third largest ocean in the world, covering about 20% of the world's ocean area. It is only slightly smaller than the Atlantic Ocean. It is the warmest of the five major oceans. The majority of the Indian Ocean is located in the southern hemisphere, with a small part in the northern hemisphere. It is bordered by Africa to the west, Asia to the north, Australia to the east, and Antarctica to the south.
The Pacific, Atlantic, and Indian Oceans are the three oceans through which the equator passes. In other words, these oceans occupy some area in both hemispheres. But the next ocean on our list, the Antarctic Ocean, is located exclusively in the southern hemisphere.
The Antarctic Ocean, also known as the Southern Ocean, covers nearly 6-10% of the world's ocean area. It is also the newest ocean because the National Geographic Society officially recognized it as an ocean in 2021. It is the southernmost of the planet's five oceans, and it completely surrounds Antarctica. It connects the southern waters of the Pacific, Indian, and Atlantic oceans. It is the only ocean that flows around the globe, uninterrupted by land, encircling Antarctica like a moat.
Unlike most oceans, the Southern Ocean is separated from its neighbors by an ocean current rather than by land masses. The Antarctic Circumpolar Current is the strongest ocean current on the planet. It separates the Southern Ocean from the saltier waters of the Atlantic, Pacific, and Indian Ocean.
And finally, the last ocean on our list is the Arctic Ocean. Located entirely on the Northern Hemisphere, the Arctic Ocean is the smallest ocean on Earth. It covers only 4% of the ocean area. The Arctic Ocean is the shallowest of the world's five major oceans, and on average, its salinity, which means saltiness, is the lowest.
The name Arctic comes from the Greek word arctos, which means a bear. And this name is quite apt, because polar bears, who are one of the biggest land predators, are found only in the Arctic.
The Arctic Ocean is completely surrounded by the continents of Asia, North America, Europe, and the island of Greenland. And it is one of the coldest oceans.
Frigid conditions keep the Arctic Ocean partly covered in ice throughout the year. But almost the entire surface of the Arctic Ocean freezes during the winter. But even in these frigid conditions, a wide variety of marine life can be found in the Arctic Ocean, such as jellyfish, whales, seals, and walruses.
And this brings us to the end of today's episode.
Thank you so much for listening. We are always grateful for all your love and appreciation. Your comments and suggestions help us improve. So please write to us and let us know your thoughts about our podcast. Our email address is wonderfulworld.kids@gmail.com.
Our next episode is going to be the second part of our three-part ocean series. In our next episode, we are going to get into the ocean and find out more about its layers and what lies at the bottom.
Did you know that almost 80% of the volcanic eruptions that take place on Earth occur underwater? Or did you know that the world's tallest waterfall is actually located inside an ocean?
If you want to know more about it, then tune in next week.
This was episode number 28, where we spoke about the five oceans of the world.
Thank you for listening. See you next week.
And until then,
keep
on wondering.